You're listening to SBS News.
The Royal Commission into Misconduct in the Banking, Superannuation and Financial Services Industry shook up the sector. Heads were rolled. Combank, AMP, NAB and IOOF Holdings executives were gone. But the ones that caused the most noise in 2019 were those at Westpac. Chairman Lindsay Maxsted brought forward his resignation. CEO Brian Hartzer stepped down, taking responsibility for AUSTRAC's allegations of 23 million breaches of anti-money laundering laws against the bank. Elio D'Amato, an analyst at Lincoln Indicators, says it has the potential to spark the largest corporate fine in Australian history.
It's going to be remembered in the annals as really a catastrophic event when it came to breakdown in process and governance. And the lessons that will be learned from this particular event will permeate through many corporate boardrooms for quite some time yet.
Tribeca Investment Partners analyst Junbei Liu says shareholders got angry, and that's a sign of the times.
When breaches like that get uncovered, it's certainly causing the question about how much money these executives and the board get paid, and how much of their duty have they executed, how much oversight did they really have with compliance and other issues. So certainly it's a big issue now and big focus for the shareholder groups.
Westpac shareholders voted down the executive remuneration report at its annual general meeting in December. Elio D'Amato says investors also wielded their power during the federal election.
The proposed changes to remove the cash refund on franking credits was not actually grandfathered. Therefore, investors who over the many years had planned their investment strategy around receiving franking credits as a means of income to help be a self-funded retiree moving forward, they were going to have that pulled from under them. And that really raised the ire of many older voters.
Mr. D'Amato adds it was one policy which contributed to a Labor loss.
If lessons can be learned from a political perspective, changing the rules, as it were, for those that had previously been playing under other rules is a real high-risk venture. And so rather than the policy itself being bad, it was more the fact that it was going to affect those that possibly were under no impression that that was ever going to change in their lifetime.
Tribeca's Junbei Liu says the biggest risk came from international factors, namely the ongoing US-China trade war amid a telecommunications tussle.
It was the start of the escalation in trade war because it was a very trade-sensitive deal when US banned Huawei and China took offence. And if you remember, that's when the tariff started escalating from the US side.
It threatened to slow global economic growth. Organic growth in the new year, Mr. D'Amato says, may be harder to come by.
There is not much in way of inflation across the board. So therefore, in order to be able to achieve growth, many companies will be looking to acquire that growth through the purchase of other businesses.
That means 2020 could be the year of mergers and acquisitions. Ricardo Gonsalves, SBS News.